us on our life's journey, but they also have a life totally independent of ours in a realm, in a spiritual reality which is beyond ours. I want to greet really all of you who have come, especially my neighbor Hari Seva and Nandini. Nandini noticed the sound was not so good for one moment, but now it's all right, no? Yes. And here, wow, Ave, this is a
piece of art. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Hare Krishna. Oh. May this garland be placed on the right person today. Hare Krishna, we will see. So this song, Krishna Kanaya, is something which is a song I learned in Vrindavan. We were walking with the Braj Manda Parikrams through the 12 forests of Vrindavan. And I think it was towards the end. We were 30 days already walking barefoot through the beautiful landscape of Vrindavan. And then we came to a place called Dauji. And there were many fields in the middle, a big temple. And from the fields, I remember, Haribo, from the fields, one field was singing Krishna Kanaya, and then the other field, you know, the people who worked on the field were asking, Dauji Ke Baya, Krishna Kanaya. So we will also have to divide the temple room in two fields. I don't know if we can do this. Hare Krishna, Hare Seva, this is your constitution for service. Actually, I don't think it is possible to divide the temple room because it's very small, our temple room, so let's not try it. We might end up in a confusion. So I will sing Krishna Kanaya, and you have to respond with Dauji Kebaya. Let's try this. Krishna Kanaya,
Dauji Kebaya.
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 Oh, Dauji Kebaya,
Krishna Kanaya.
Dauji Kebaya,
Krishna Kanaya.
Krishna Kanaya,
Dauji Kebaya.
Krishna Kanaya,
Dauji Kebaya.
Oh, Krishna Kanaya,
Dauji Kebaya.
Krishna Kanaya,
Dauji Kebaya.
Dauji Kebaya,
Krishna Kanaya.
Dauji Kebaya,
Krishna Kanaya.
Dauji Kebaya,
Krishna Kanaya.
Dauji Kebaya,
Krishna Kanaya.
Krishna Kanaya,
Dauji Kebaya.
It means very simple. Krishna is a small little boy, and Balaram or Dauji is his older brother. So in Vrindavan they like to sing this folklore style, and then they start to dance. Then they loosen their turbans and throw it in the air, and it's a rather joyful celebration which moves from the fields into the temple. And when it's in the temple and the sound is very loud and compact, then it's really something else. So let's try Krishna Kanhaiya,
Krishna
Kanhaiya,
Krishna
Kanhaiya,
Krishna
Kanhaiya,
Krishna
Kanhaiya, Krishna Kanhaiya,
Krishna
Kanhaiya,
Krishna
Kanhaiya,
Krishna
Kanhaiya, Krishna Kanhaiya, Krishna Vihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Jaya Giri Varadhaji Jaya Giri Varadhaji
Jaya Vallabha Jaya Giri Varadhaji Jaya Giri Varadhaji
Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Jaya Giri Varadhaji Jaya Giri Varadhaji
Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Jaya Giri Varadhaji Jaya Giri Varadhaji
Jaya Sora Nandana Jaya Braja Jana Randana Jaya Braja Jana Randana
Jaya Sora Nandana Jaya Braja Jana Randana
Jaya Yashoda Nandana Jaya Braja Jana Randana Jaya Braja Jana Randana
Jaya Yashoda Nandana Jaya Braja Jana Randana
Jaya Jamuna Tirabhana Chari Jaya Kunya Bihari
Jaya Jamuna Tirabhana Chari Jaya Kunya Bihari
Jaya Jamuna Tirabhana Chari Jaya Vaikunya Vihari.
Narayana Munatiya Vanatari.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna,
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
Rama, Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
One more time, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. It's so nice. Now you want to just continue. Hare Hare, yeah? Hare Rama,
Hare
Kirtan, there are three elements. One is raga or melody. The second is tala or rhythm. But with these two elements, the kirtan would just be normal singing. There is a third element which gives the kirtan the heart, so that the kirtan can walk from this land of matter into the land of love, no? That it can reach there. And the third element, which is the heart of the melody and the rhythm which I used in Kirtan, is called bhava, or devotional feelings, devotional emotions. Let us always keep this in mind when we do Kirtan. It's not just singing, it is actually music that can bring us from this world to the spiritual world, where there are no sound distortions. Maybe this is the time for Hari Seva to look at them.
It's a handy.
It's a handy sound. Maybe you have a handy to... Yes. Was it the handy or... It was the bad mood which left us. Good. I would like to now give you a little carpet, the carpet of tattva. It is spiritual truth, or yes, a carpet which will help you to walk on the with strengths on the understanding, or into the understanding of Lord Balaram. Sometimes we say the birth of Balaram, and I have here an article before me who also says the birth of Balaram, but actually this is not the right explanation. When we think of birth, we have to think of a man who in great excitement transports his semen into the woman who receives this semen, and in that semen there is a soul who comes into the new womb of a new mother. The soul does not know where he or she has come from. It does not know what to expect in the new family. Not all the experiences of childhood are very inspiring. More or less, the soul is born in avidya, in forgetfulness of its own true nature, and it lives in tama, in ignorance, and so on. When the Lord appears, it is not like that. Also, the appearance of the Lord has nothing to do with the seminal exchange, where you know the soul is transported into a new womb, but he appears due to his own transcendental energy. And how this is so, you will see in the mystic appearance of Lord Balaram, which I want to talk a little later. So good. Krishna is known as the origin of all other origins. Everything comes from Krishna, and the way he becomes the origin of everything is through his immediate expansion, Balaram. We don't yet see Krishna Balaram here, but when Krishna steps one step to the right side, he appears on the right side as Balaram. Everything is the same. The six opulences of Krishna, for which he is known as God, is the same. The opulences are all strengths, all knowledge, all beauty, all wealth, all fame, and also all detachment. You know, Krishna has fame, he has beauty, but he's never, and he has wealth, all the wealth in the universe is his, but he is never attached like we, you know, attached and bound to this. So when Krishna expands himself as Baladev, Baladev has all these six opulences. He has all the 64 qualities. Did you know that Balaram also has in the spiritual world his own Rasa Leela? What is Rasa Leela? Rasa Leela is, of all of Krishna's pastimes, the most beautiful pastimes. It's the dance of love, in which Krishna expands himself into as many forms as participate in this dance of love. With this, Krishna shows that he is the God of love, eager to exchange personal, intimate, confidential relationship with all his devotees, which include, hopefully one day, you. Yes, so Balaram has also his circle of lovers in the Rasa lands. It is said in the Bhagavatam that Krishna has a very particular soul. The soul of his feet, you know, the down part, the bottom part of his feet, has, believe it or not, not just lines. Yes, there's one line, the Urdhva Rekha line. It goes from the between his big toe, very much down. But no, there are many other signs on Krishna's foot, including a lotus flower, a chakra, and many more, a flesh. Now the same signs which you will find of Krishna in Krishna's feet are there on Balaram's feet. In other words, if you would walk behind them and they would have gone already for 500 meters ahead of you, and you would see the two footprints, Krishna's and Balaram's, it would not be possible for you to say, was Krishna going on the left side or Balaram on the left side? Because everything is identical except for two things. Now you must concentrate, because it gets now very mystic. Very nice. The first is the obvious difference. Balaram has a, or Krishna has, how does Krishna look like? His complexion? Syam color, it is blackish blue, but we should not think it is dark. It is blackish blue, but there is a light coming through this. Imagine a beautiful yellowish flashlight that comes into a dark blue color, colored cloud, and then that in the night, it would be a beautiful effulgent thing. This is how Krishna looks. And Balaram's hue, Balaram's complexion, anyone knows?
Crystal.
It is like a white crystal. This is a difference. Krishna looks dark blue, Balaram like a dark crystal. But there is a second difference that is perhaps for our purpose here in this world, for our understanding, or let us say, our relationship to Balaram, even more important. Krishna is Sevya Bhagavan, and Balaram is Sevaka Bhagavan. What does this mean? Sevya Bhagavan means that Krishna is the object of all our service. He is the one who receives the service. And Balaram is God in the form of Sevaka Bhagavan, and that means the form of giving service. And this tattva, this truth, that there is a form of God that is all about serving, is very, 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 very important. You can only reach Krishna in the spiritual world if you come into the fold of devotional service. You can't understand Krishna with your mind. You can't understand Krishna really with your heart alone. But the heart is a better place to understand Krishna. You can only understand Krishna through the medium of service. That's how you enter the secret of his understanding. There's a verse like this in the Bhagavad Gita that where Krishna says, only by devotional service can someone enter into the secret of my understanding. That's why if you want to become a devotee, if you want to become closer to Krishna, you should ask yourself a question. What service can I do for Krishna? That is a question you have to ask, and you have to find an answer to this. There is this form of Balaram, who is all about service and teaching service. I feel at the moment my legs are disconnected from my body. They fall asleep, but we want to do service now, so we will not look at our comfort. Balaram serves Krishna in various functions. He serves him in a neutral rasa called Shanta rasa. He serves him in the Dasya rasa, that is, as a servant, as a friend, as a with parental feelings, and also as, in conjugal and very intimate loving way. The way Balaram serves Krishna in a neutral way is he expands himself into the beautiful land of Vrindavan. This land of Vrindavan is an expansion of Balaram. It's very wonderful. The chirping birds of Vrindavan, the flower-bearing trees, the rivers, they are all an expansion of Balaram. And therefore, those who walk in Vrindavan, they like to walk barefoot in Vrindavan. There are two members of the Berlin Temple who will go in November, October, November, barefoot throughout Vrindavan. 360 kilometers barefoot they will go, and they will show us their feet afterwards. Barefoot is done, but if you cannot walk barefoot, Balaram is so kind that he allows you to put shoes on. But I just wanted to say, the land of Vrindavan is sacred and is respected, therefore, because it is an expansion of Balaram in the Shantarasa. Balaram expands himself in all as friend. He has a friendly relationship to Krishna. But of all that, all those relationships, there is always one core, one essence, one thing which he even wants to teach, and that is servitude to Krishna. In whatever way, even as land, Balaram serves Krishna also as a lover. Because Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, the identity of being a servant in spiritual life is the best identity in which you can make the most progress, and it is also giving you the greatest amount of bliss. All of you who are tired of rendering service in the material world, paid service, you know, job working, listen now very carefully. If you render service which is not paid also, very important, no payment. Yes, one payment is there which you get. If you render service to Krishna, it is the highest fulfillment of your human life and is the greatest bliss. The payment which you get, yes, there is one payment, is love. There is a verse that, please engage me in your service and give me love as your payment. Love, beautiful, no? This is how Gaudiya Vaishnavas see. So, in order to teach us souls who are disappointed with service, who are hesitant to give voluntarily our attention and surrender, to teach this, Balaram expends himself, now listen to this, this gets really wonderful, into what is called the Guru Tattva. Guru Tattva means the sum totals of all gurus, and he teaches us to serve. If you ever want, if you have a relationship to a spiritual master, many of you have are hesitant to enter this step, I know, and those who have entered the step have perhaps gone to into the distance because of this point. You are learning there to serve selflessly. No? That is the idea. Through this training, which takes place in the Balaram Tattva, in the Guru Tattva. So this training, you are becoming qualified to enter the spiritual world. You can see it a little bit like this. If you have a Krishna, maybe very far away from us. Yes, we may have our concepts about Krishna, but this is only a concept, an idea. It is not yet the real Krishna. But so if you enter a relationship to Balaram in service, you will come closer to him. It's almost a little bit like this. Imagine a faraway object, like the Arundhati star, or let us say the Rohini star. There's a star which is called Rohini. Very far away. It's very difficult to see with the naked eye, but if you have a telescope in which many lenses are, then that faraway Rohini star becomes so clear to you that you can see the craters and the, I don't know what is in on the Rohini star, the surface of the Rohini star. So Balaram expands in all the various, what are they called? Vyasti gurus, all these spiritual teachers, all these great souls who are one lens after the other, one lens before the after the other. There are a lot of lenses, and through their knowledge, through their example, through their blessings, it is possible to see the faraway Krishna. And see exactly how he looks and what he wants. So this is Balaram Tattva. In one form, he is the person. He is the expansion of God, who is serving him in many various forms. And in another way, he is the essential truth of the guru-ness, you can say, the electrical current that goes through all. Hare Krishna, here comes Krishna, and here comes Balaram. You are the true well-wishers of us today. Shri Krishna Balaram ki, Krishna Kanaiya, Krishna Kanaiya, Krishna Kanaiya, Dauji ke baya, Krishna Kanaiya, hey Krishna Kanaiya. Oh, Dauji ke baya, Dauji ke baya, Krishna Kanaiya. I'm sorry, but today is a festival day, so we have to sing and do all these things you do on a festival. In Krishna and Balaram's pastime, Krishna carries what? A flute. And Balaram, I don't know if you can see it very clearly from the distance. He carries what? A plow. You know everything. Why a plow? Why does Balaram, the greatest servant of Krishna, the direct expansion of Krishna, carry a plow? Has the plow anything to do with us? Yes, my dear devotees. Your heart is not just a muscle. Your heart is not just the seat of your emotions. Your heart has also a spiritual dimension. It is a place where you as the soul and the Lord as the Paramatma reside. This is something which happens on the spiritual platform, and only when your vision becomes spiritualized will you be able to realize that truth. I think, but also sometimes in our state we can feel how from the heart an inspiration comes that is never wrong. Have you seen that in your life, that sometimes it's almost as if a voice speaks to us that never errs? Do this now and avoid this. This is the super soul or the Lord in the heart. So if you but in this spiritual place there are a few things that need to be weeded out, that need to be taken out. It is in the garden of your heart there are a few weeds, like greed, like activities which you already know are unacceptable for your spiritual growth. There's a desire for fame and glory and so on. They are described to be weeds. So Balaram has a plow to gently, very naturally, if you don't hold on to them, remove these weeds in the heart. And he helps us, and therefore he is known amongst devotees as the source of all spiritual strengths. He is the one who helps us pull the things out of our heart which are in the way to our happy, joyful spiritual progress. So I want to now request you to connect your consciousness to Balaram. We will chant a few of his names. Please repeat after me, and then I will do something. I will tell you about his glorious appearance. That's very brief, and then we will chant this Kavacha, where you will actually be able to feel how the weeds leave your heart. Is this a good program?
Yes.
Good. Please repeat. Little higher, please. Balarama. Balabhadra Ramabhadra Ramo Sankashana Achyuta Revati Ramana Deva Kamapala Halayutta Nilambara Shvetavana, Baladeva, Achyutakraja, Pralambakna, Mahavira, Ruhineya, Pratapavana. These are some of his beautiful names. Powerful, happy one, enjoyer, O fulfiller of all desires, dressed in blue. Oh good, he's dressed in blue also on the altar. Shvetavana, fair complexioned. Baladeva, it means splendid and powerful. Achyutagraja means elder brother. And Mahavira, great hero. So in this way, there are various names of Krishna, of Balaram. But how did he make his appearance in this world? How did he come here? How was that? Jiva Goswami in Gopal Chandpu describes how an elderly mystic, the great grandmother Purnamasi, she has white hair and is wrapped in a saffron colored dress because she is an ascetic. And she was effulgent as a full moon, arrived one day in Vrindavan, and she came with a funny little boy who had a big belly called Madhu Mangal. And Madhu Mangal said to everyone, I'm a student of the great saint Narada Muni. So the people of Vrindavan greeted this powerful mystic lady and her funny little boy who went with her and constructed a house on the banks of the Jamuna. Now, at the time of their arrival in Vrindavan, Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, his wife, were in a very delicate state of mind. Nanda was the king of Vrindavan and Yashoda, his wife, his queen. But they had not had any children so far. And all the bridge Basis and all the residents of Vrindavan longed or waited, when will our king and queen have a child? They longed for the appearance of a child, almost like the soul in the dark night of the soul, you know, that you have read most properly, longed for the meeting with the divine. Little did they know that Yashoda carried Krishna under her heart at that time when this mystic yogini, female yogi, arrived. And Purnamasi immediately went to Yashoda and said, do you know? What, said Yashoda? You have a Krishna in your heart. You have not a Krishna. You have Krishna. It has appeared in your womb. At this time, something else happened. On a black female horse, a beautiful queen arrived in the middle of the night. Her name was Rohini, and she had escaped the Kamsa, who lived in the town of Mathura, in the night, and had therefore taken a black female horse and had crossed the Yamuna with the female horse. And this queen looked so beautiful. And she had carried in her womb a little boy called Balaram. You know everything. This Balaram, now for those of you who are new in spiritual life, now I will shake you a little bit, but the olders are already used to this. This was a boy who had appeared in Devaki and who had been transported by the powerful energy from the womb of Devaki in the womb of Rohini. Therefore, he is known as Rohini Nandan or Sankarshan, one who was carried. And why this is so takes a long time to explain. Let us just stay here like this. So this second lady who arrived in the middle of the night, this queen carried in her womb the one who would become the best friend of Krishna. Yes, you know. This sun appeared on the full moon of the Shravan moon season, 8 days before Krishna appeared. This boy, this is technically, in Indian calculation, we are at the end of the rainy season. You may not have seen a lot of the rainy season here in Germany, but this is the end of the rainy season, and there's a full moon, which is visible at the clear sun. Night sky. I encourage you this night to go out of your house. Most probably you will arrive or at your house when the full moon is fully visible. This is the Balaram Purnima moon. And on this day, 8 days before Krishna would come out of, would appear in Braj, and on this particular day, Lord Balaram made his appearance. But strangely enough, the little boy couldn't see and he could not speak. He was white in his complexion. He looked as beautiful as the rising sun, but he had no capability to talk and no capability to speak. We have said that he didn't cry, he didn't even move his body. Now one time Rohini, who had just given, you know, from whom Balaram appeared, came with a little boy who didn't speak and who didn't open his eyes to Mother Yashoda. And she took that little boy and placed it in the lap of Yashoda. And the moment this little boy, Balaram, touched the Krishna, there was still a little belly, there was a belly between, but the moment Balaram came on the lap of Yashoda, it was as if life had entered him. He started to laugh and to be joyful and move his arms and was really, really inspired. And everyone knew, the friend of Krishna has come, and he would not come to life without being in contact with Krishna. It is said, I will end with this, Balaram's beauty was knowing no bounds. His little feet are soft like lotuses. The hands of his long, strong arms reach to his knees. This is when he is already grown up, no? His broad chest is garlanded with a gunja mala, and his dark hair is tied in a top knot, circled with a garland of forest flowers. I think we have here in Berlin some of our devotees like to have a top knot. Please put a flower garland also around it, that it has some style, no? His complexion was clear and white like the reflective moonlight. So I will now read a meditation about Lord Balaram. Before I do so, please take this piece of paper. Some of you have no sheets of paper, we will chant after this meditation on Lord Balaram this powerful Kavacha.
Can you find a melody for this, Gokrishna?
We will all sing it together, sing this together in a melody. And as I said, this sound will build an armor, in Deutsch, eine Rüstung, of sound around you that will protect you from all difficulties of material life. No? Yes, yes, good. So please, we will, it's important before you apply this sound armor around you, that you meditate about the person whose kavacha you use. So I request you to sit straight for a moment. Yes, I think we are still arranging pieces of... Let me start. Does everyone has a piece of paper? Markus, hast du? Good. If we don't have enough, you can look over the shoulders and share pieces. Share this, no? Yes. And you, so you can already play this tune. So everyone, please sit, no talking now. And do a few deep in and exhales. Try to make your exhale a little longer. Deep inhale. Deep exhale. In your own rhythm, deep inhales and slow, long exhales. Please listen now to who's Balaram. He's Bhagavan. Of a friendly frame of mind. He sometimes serves, while at other times he is concerned with how his younger brother behaves. Sages call him Baladev, mighty, witty, wise and well-dressed in midnight blue. He wears a mark, tilak mark, made of musk, dark in hue. He has one single earring which kisses his cheek, and a lotus circled by bees decorate his ear. O Balaram, of voice deep in tone, when will I hear your call to serve the sound of your buffalo horn? Nope. Balaram blows in the buffalo horn. And it is a call to serve Krishna. So take now your piece of paper. I will one time sing it alone so that you get the tune, and then we will sing it all together, the whole thing all together. Golokadama Dipati Pareshava Pareshumang Patu Pavita Kirtana. Bhuman, no, listen please. Bhumandalam Shashva Pavat Vilakshate Yan Mudnimang Patu Sabhumi Mandale. All together, please. Golokadama Dipati Pareshvara Pareshumam Patu Pavitra Kirtana Bhumandalam Shasha Pavat Vilakshate Yan Murnimam Patu Sabhumi Mandale. Sena sum, everyone please. Sena sumam rakshatu chirapanir. Yode sada rakshatu manghalicha. Durge shuchavyam mushali sadamang. Vaneshu sankashana adidevam. Kalinda jave garo jaleshu. Nilambaru rakshatu mansadagno. Vayo charamo vatu ke balascha. Mahanave nanta papu sadamam. Shri Vasudevo vatu pavateshu. Sahasra shesha cha mahavivade. Rogeshu mang rakshatu rohineyo. Mang kama palo vatu na vibhatsu. Kama sada rakshatu denukari. Krodat sada mandivira prahari. Lobat sada rakshatu balvalari. Moha sada mankila magadari. Rata sada rakshatu vrishniduya. Prahe sada matura purendra. Madhyandine gopa saka prapatu. Svarat prarane vatumam sadaiva. Sayam panindro vatumam sadaiva. Parat paro rakshatu mam pradoshe. Pune nishite chaturantaviya. Pradyushakale vatu mam sadaiva. Videkshu mam rakshatu revati padir. Dikshu pralambarya doyududvam. Udvam sadamam balabhatrarat. Tatha samanta baladeva evaim. Anta sadavyat purushottamo vair. Nagendro lilo vatu mamma balam. Adantaratma chavasanari svayam. Prapatu puna parameshvaromam. Devasuranam vayanasanam cha. Utashayam papa charendananam. Vinashanam vignagatasya vedai. Siddhasanam vamavaram balasyam. Please let us all see the first verse. May Lord Balaram, who is the master of this transcendental realm Goloka, who is the supreme controller of all controllers, and whose fame is spotless, protect me. Now listen how strong Balaram is. May Lord Balaram, who on his head holds the earth as if it were a single mustard seed, protect me in this world. My dear everyone, the Phala Shruti, the result of chanting this is, you can look up at the 10th verse. Please know that this kavacha of Lord Balaram is the best of armors Rüstungen, nicht? It destroys the fears of even the demigods and the demons. Anyone can chant it and is free from fear. It's a blazing fire that burns up the fuel of many, many sins. It is the death of a host of obstacles. It's the abode of your spiritual perfection. Please let us end by again chanting verse number one more time.
Goloka Dhammadhipati Pareshvara Pareshumam Patu Pavitra Ketana Bhumandalam Shashva Pavat Vilakshate Yan Bhurnimam Patu Sabhumi Mandave Kri Krishna Kanaya Krishna Kanaya Daoji Ke Baya Daoji Ke Baya Krishna Kanaya Oh, Krishna Kanaya Nau ji ke baya Nau ji ke baya Krishna Kanaya Oh, Krishna Kanaya Nau ji ke baya Krishna Kanaya Krishna Kanaya Daoji Ke Baya Oh, Daoji Ke Baya Krishna Kanaya Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Everybody please
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare
Jauji.
Hare Rama.
Rama, Rama, Krishna.
Rama, 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 Rama.
Hare Krishna.